Good morning. Welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Rezzle11, and you can find me on Twitter at Rezzle11Grinds. We're going to take a look at some pitching for today, the 6th of July. We had what was scheduled to be a 7-game main slate, but we will not be getting the Toronto Chicago White Sox game due to yesterday's rainout. It's going to mess with the schedule, so we are down to a 6-game main slate. I was going to show the 3-game early slate, but the pitching options are atrocious. On that early slate, I would just kind of look at mixing and matching Stroman, Freddy Peralta, maybe Mackenzie Gore if you feel like being spicy, and Michael Lorenzen. But it's really just not an exciting slate to play. This main slate pitching, not all that exciting either. Waiting on our weather station to be updated this morning. So as it sits right now, we'll just focus on Vegas lines and first look at these pitching options. At the top, we got Nathan Eovaldi taking on his former squad. Game total of 10, but Texas is a minus 140 favorite. I am going to have to be on Eovaldi, even with Boston having such a strong team total. I know Boston bats have kind of been heating up. Eovaldi's K numbers have come down quite a bit. He hasn't been as sharp the last few starts. Did get an extra day of rest here, actually. No, with normal schedule. So, but yeah, I like Eovaldi just because of the upside. It's not some slam dunk spot, obviously, but this pitching slate is pretty bad, and you'll hear me mention that multiple times throughout this video. George Kirby, I don't see a line currently for this game because I think we're still waiting on a Houston announcement for starting pitcher. I like Kirby. I think he's fine. Houston's offense has actually been rolling of late. But given the options, I think we can consider Kirby. I'm not excited about it. Similar to not being excited about Julio Urias, return from the IL, looked terrible against Kansas City. Strikeouts weren't there again. I'm not really sure what to do. We know what kind of upside he offers. Pitt did knock him around in Pittsburgh earlier this season. But I mean, there's upside. We know the ability. I just don't know if we can go there. I might want to play the wait and see game with him and make sure that he's back, healthy and everything. But man, this pitching slate, I feel like we almost have to play him just because, but I think that's the wrong way to view a slate as well. So maybe we end up with just a couple pitchers in our pool and focus mainly on bats. Tanner Bibby going to be the top option on the slate, pitching at home where he's been dominant, taking on a weak Kansas City lineup. I don't really need to say a whole lot. He's a minus 220 favorite, which is the second highest on the slate behind Urias as actually a minus 240 favorite, which I guess is eye-opening a little bit. But Bradish struggled against the Yankees earlier, has struggled more on the road, but his K numbers are stronger out on the road. I think there's plenty of upside. He's thrown the ball really well. 20-plus DK points in 4 of his last 5 starts. Home runs could be an issue, but I really like these strikeout numbers. And he's getting ground balls as well. I'm very interested in Bradish for upside purposes, and we just saw Dean Kramer strike out double digits last night, so have to be interested in Bradish. Severino, I wish I could be interested at 6,900. He has been at his best when at home, but I mean, coming off this last start is pretty bad. He did dominate Texas before that, so maybe, but strikeouts just haven't been there either. I'm gonna have to dig into his history against Baltimore, but maybe we do have to consider him. I guess I'd probably consider him over maybe Urias right now. I mean, preferably I would like to just wait and see on both of them to see them get it turned around, but we might not have that option on this slate. Cutter Crawford, not going to do it for me against Texas. He's been terrible at home as well, giving up home runs the last couple starts. I will be higher on the Texas bats. Oviedo against the Dodgers, I'm not really interested in going there. The Dodgers got to him the first time they faced off. Huge whip on the road, which is worrisome against this dangerous team. He let the Brewers, of all teams, knock him around a bit. So I am not going to end up on Oviedo at all. The only good name down here that I was even remotely considering here is Ryan Nelson. His home numbers are so bad, like ridiculously bad, that I don't know if I want to go there. He is a minus 135 favorite, but I'm just not sure. His last couple starts have been phenomenal. They've been on the road, so I mean, take that for what it is. But yeah, he's got some pretty extreme home road splits. Generally, we see those working out towards the home mound. In this one, it's the opposite. So, quick video today. Not some great options. I may just limit my pool to just a few pitchers and focus on trying to get a bunch of different stack combinations, and hope that it works out for me tonight, I guess. But yeah, if you enjoy what it brings you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. Turn the notification bell on to get alert anytime we drop videos at DFS Army. And if you want to join us, get access to our tools, coaches, Discord. I'll put links in the description below. Use promo code RAZ, it's RAZ, for 10% off monthly. Or I believe you can use SUMMER50 for 50% off your first month with us. So as always, best of luck, everybody.